The Word of God for Thursday of the 34th week of Ordinary Time. Today in the United States is Thanksgiving, but we will use the readings of the day because our community is also in Colombia. So the first reading is from Revelations chapter 18. I, John, saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth became illumined by his splendor. He cried out in a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a haunt for demons. She is a cage for every unclean spirit, a cage for every unclean bird, a cage for every unclean and disgusting beast." A mighty angel picked up a stone like a huge millstone and threw it into the sea and said, "With such force will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down, and will never be found again. No melodies of harpists and musicians, flutists and trumpeters will ever be heard in you again. No craftsmen in any trade will ever be found in you again. No sound of the millstone will ever be heard in you again. No light from a lamp will ever be seen in you again. No voices of bride and groom will ever be heard in you again. Because your merchants were the great ones of the world, all nations were led astray by your magic potion." After this, I heard what sounded like the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Alleluia! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her harlotry. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants." They said a second time, "Alleluia! Smoke will rise from her forever and ever." Then the angel said to me, "Write this: Blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb." This is the word of the Lord. Dear family, John now sees a vision of the destruction of Babylon. Well, Babylon is the capital city of the pagan empire, and this is the empire that destroyed Jerusalem and brought the Israelites captive to her. She seduced the whole world with her harlotry. And this is not just in the past, but it's also a vision of the future. In other words, symbolically, Babylon today is the whole web of world power and dominion that seduces people into a lifestyle that is away from God. Now, God, in the whole history of salvation, is seeking to unite himself with us, to be one with us. That's why he sends his only son, the bridegroom. But instead, the world goes into harlotry. It is impure, it is adulterous, and it comes to the end where the obstinacy is so great that there is no other solution. The harlot is cast out, and it is destroyed. Now, it is important to see that no more craftsmen, no more sound of the millstone, no more light of the lamp, no more voices of bride and groom, etc. So all the liveliness of the world with all its attractions and with many wonderful things that God has given us but have been abused will end. But the angel at the end says, write this, blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. In other words, the ones who did not commit adultery with the harlot, the Babylon, but who stayed faithful to the bridegroom, which is Jesus Christ. And this is a call for us today. Look, you're surrounded by all kinds of distractions and seductions, so beware. Now, from what the Lord has told us in our path, be careful, because this seduction is very subtle sometimes. It comes, for example, with our seeking distractions all the time in things that seem not so offensive, like going shopping all the time, or really getting into your figure, your appearance. Well, we do have to take care of ourselves, but when these things become the focus, then we are heading towards the style of Babylon. So what makes Babylon so bad is that God was not really first. So the things of the world became the priority. And notice, too, that in this rendering of Revelations, it says, she is a cage for every unclean spirit. So what appeared to be so attractive and so much fun as the world seems to be, it ends up being a cage where the animals are trapped, and even unclean spirits would not even want to be there. But now they're trapped. And so the world, Babylon, the luxuries of the world are a trap where at the end we would not want to be, but it would be too late. So now is the time to seek the bridegroom while we can. So now we go to the gospel, Luke 21, 20-28. Jesus said to his disciples, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. I think there are three broad approaches to this gospel. The most common, well, the world just doesn't pay attention whatsoever, just ignores it. That's one approach. Another approach, which we see in the Gospels towards Jesus, and also we see among many today, is this fascination, this curiosity to figure out dates and what things mean, just out of curiosity. When is this going to happen? How is it going to happen? And very superficial. The other approach, I think the approach the Lord wants us to take is to go deep into a relationship with Him, to sober up, to realize that life is so valuable and important because we are deciding our eternity. So as we do this, we become one with Christ, and this is where we talk about being a living host, being a living chalice. We have a mission to suffer with the Lord in all these trials and be mature in our faith, to allow God to correct us, to allow God to bring us into the fullness that He wants us to be. So that is the approach that we're invited to have. When we see troubles and trials, the more we need to discipline ourselves so that we can overcome all things in Christ. Now, the Christians in 70 AD were attentive to the signs of the times, and when the armies of the Roman Empire came and surrounded the city, they had already left. And so they were not caught in the besieging of the city of Jerusalem because they were watchful. However, our purpose for being attentive to scriptures is not to save our skin, because we might very well die martyrs. The objective is to save our souls. In other words, to be willing to be martyrs, to be willing to suffer whatever in order to be victorious with Christ. May the Lord bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.